see. But nevertheless, it's there that I'm shortly about to be. Cause I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden chance to make my way. And with a golden ticket, it's a golden day. I'd have said it couldn't be done, but it can be done. I never dreamed that I would climb over the moon in ecstasy, but nevertheless it's there that I'm shortly about to be. Cause I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden chance to make my way. And with a golden ticket, it's a golden day.
And that signals the beginning of Wonka Radio. This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Wherever you are listening to Wonka Radio, I hope that you are having a wonderful, warm spring evening or day or morning, depending on where you are. And I am so pleased that you have joined me this evening. I, as I am wont to do, went by the Chico branch of the Butte County Library to supplement our theme for the evening. They had some really fantastic new books that I wanted to mix up with this classic picture book that was first published in 1972, which might as well have been 400 years ago. Not really, just kidding. And you will know already as I tell you what the title is, what today's theme is. This book was written by Judith Viorst, and the illustrations are super charming. Of course, they are by Ray Cruz. And this book is titled Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day. I went to sleep with gum in my mouth, and now there's gum in my hair. And then I got out of bed this morning, and I tripped on the skateboard, and by mistake, I dropped my sweater in the sink while the water was running. And I could tell it was going to be a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. At breakfast, Anthony found a Corvette Stingray carcass in his breakfast cereal box, and Nick found a junior undercover agent code ring in his breakfast cereal. But in my breakfast cereal box, yeah, all I found was breakfast cereal. I think I'll move to Australia. In the carpool, Mrs. Gibson let Becky have a seat by the window. Audrey and Elliot got seats by the window, too. I said I was being scrunched. I said I was being smushed. I said, if I don't get a car seat by the window, I'm going to be car sick. No one even answered. I could tell it was going to be a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. At school, Mrs. Dickens liked Paul's picture of the sailboat better than my picture of the invisible castle. At singing time, she said I sang too loud. At counting time, she said I left out 16. Who needs 16? I could tell it was going to be a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. I could tell because Paul said I wasn't his best friend anymore. He said Philip Parker was his best friend, and that Albert Moyo was his next best friend, and that I was only his third best friend. I hope you sit on a tack, I said to Paul. I hope the next time you get a double-decker strawberry ice cream cone, the ice cream part falls off the cone part and lands in Australia. There were two cupcakes in Philip Parker's lunch bag, and Albert got a Hershey bar with almonds, and Paul's mother gave him a piece of jelly roll that had little coconut sprinkles up the top. Yeah, guess whose mother forgot to put in dessert? It was a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. That's what it was, all right, because after school, my mom took us all to the dentist, and Dr. Fields found a cavity just in me. "Come back next week and I'll fix it," said Dr. Fields. "Next week," I said, "I'm going to Australia." On the way downstairs, the elevator door closed on my foot, and while we were waiting for my mom to go get the car, Anthony made me fall where it was muddy, and then I started crying because of the mud. Nick said I was a crybaby, and while I was punching Nick for saying crybaby, my mom came back with the car and scolded me for being muddy and for fighting. I am having a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day, I told everybody. No one even answered. So then we went to the shoe store to buy some sneakers. Anthony chose white ones with blue stripes. Nick chose red ones with white stripes. I chose blue ones with red stripes. But then the shoe man said, "We're all sold out." They made me buy plain old white ones. But they can't make me wear them. When we picked up my dad at his office, he said I couldn't play with his copy machine, but I forgot. He also said to watch out for the books on his desk, and I was careful so as I could be, except for my elbow. He also said don't fool around with his phone, but I think I called Australia. My dad said, please don't pick him up anymore. It was a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. There were lima beans for dinner, and I hate lima beans. Whoa. There was kissing on TV, and I hate kissing. Ugh. My bath was too hot. I got soap in my eyes. My marble went down the drain, and I had to wear my railroad train pajamas. I hate my railroad train pajamas. When I went to bed, Nick took back the pillow he said I could keep, and the Mickey Mouse nightlight burned out, and I bit my tongue. The cat wants to sleep with Anthony, not me. It has been a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. My mom says, some days are like that, even in Australia.
Have you ever had a really, really, really rotten day? The kind of day that makes you scream, someone wake me from this dream. I wish that I could fly away. What a bad day, what a bad day. That's what I say, yes, indeed. Hey now, did you ever have a day where nothing seems to go your way? Spilled your milk all on the floor, bumped your head right on the door. If you did, then listen when I say that it will get better, yes, so much better. We all have rotten days once in a while, but it will get better, oh, so much better. So cheer up now and let me see you smile. What a bad day, what a bad day. That's what I say, yes, indeed. Hey now, it's been one of those days where nothing that you seem to do is right. Makes you wanna scream and shout, seems like luck has run all out. But at the tunnel's end there is a light, 'cause it will get better, yes, so much better. We all have rotten days once in a while, but it will get better, oh, so much better. So cheer up now and let me see you smile. Yeah! way you are. Sometimes my days are bad, but most are good. You'll pull through this if you try. Spread your wings, it's time to fly. Make this day a winner like you should. 'Cause it will get better, yes, so much better. We all have rotten days once in a while, but it will get better, oh, so much better. So cheer up now and let me see you smile. You're gonna win the race and run a mile. Yes, cheer up now and let me see you smile. Come on now, cheer up and let me see you smile.
Oh, wow. I bet that you can tell from that song and the title of our last book, just what our theme here is on Wonka Radio this evening. That was the Bad Day Song, and that was by Paul Lewis, Jelly Bean Kids, and the Monstars. And we heard before that Alexander and the terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day, poor, long-suffering Alexander. Have you ever had a bad day? Yeah, we've all had a bad day, but I think that we all know, just like the Monstars said, it gets better. Here's another story that goes with our theme this evening, or the same idea as our song and our first story. And this is a new book that I just picked up at the Chico branch of the Butte County Library. It's called Pom Pom Panda Gets the Grumps. It's written and illustrated by Sophie Hen. That's H-E-N-N, not H-E-N like a chicken, but H-E-N-N. One morning, Pom Pom the panda got up on the wrong side of the bed. And then nothing was right. His blanket Timmington couldn't be found anywhere. "Humph," said Pom Pom. His baby brother, Boo Boo, was playing with his favorite toy. "Humph," said Pom Pom. Pom Pom's mom sang silly, soppy songs all through breakfast. His cereal was soggy, and there were bits of pulp in his juice. "Humph," said Pom Pom. Then things went from bad to worse. His toothbrush was too scratchy. His washcloth was just freezing, and he couldn't do a thing with his hair. "Humph," said Pom Pom. After all that, it was time to go to school. And outside, the sun was just too sunny, and the birds were too noisy. "Humph," said Pom Pom. "Have a lovely day, dear," said his mom. "Humph," said Pom Pom as he walked into his school, Little Acorns. In the playground, everyone was having fun. You got it. Except Pom Pom. "Want to play kickball?" asked Buddy. "No," huffed Pom Pom. "Want to watch ants?" asked Rocco. "No," grumbled Pom Pom. "Would you like to play catch?" asked Baxter. "No!" shouted Pom Pom. "Do you want to jump rope?" asked Scout. "Go away!" yelled Pom Pom. And they did. "Oh," said Pom Pom. Pom Pom didn't feel like shouting anymore. He felt sad and a bit silly. His friends had only tried to be nice. "Oops," said Pom Pom. And off he went to find the others. "Sorry, everyone," said Pom Pom. "That's okay," said everyone. "I know," said Baxter. "Let's play tag." "I'll be it," said Buddy. "Yay," said everyone. "Got you," said Buddy. "Humph," said Pom Pom. And he stayed grumpy. Wow, Pom Pom experienced a lot of the same bad day things that day as Alexander did on his terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. But I bet for both of them, the next day was better. This next story is written and illustrated by J.C. Phillips. And again, I picked this up at the Chico branch of the Butte County Library, where lots of good things can be found. This one is about a different kind of bad day. Listen to this story and see how this bad day might turn out differently. Wink, the ninja who wanted to be noticed. It was the happiest day of Wink's life when he was accepted to the Summer Moon School for Young Ninjas. Master Jutsu taught the students to be strong and practice the art of stealth. Silence is the weapon of the ninja, Master Jutsu said. But Wink could not be silent. Look at me, he hollered. Master Jutsu clapped like thunder and raised one angry finger to his lips. Later, the ninjas practiced their positions. Roundhouse kick, Master Jutsu ordered. One by one, the young ninjas performed. And then there was Wink. Yahoo! Master Jutsu's face twitched. The loudest cricket is the first to be caught. He sent Wink home. Grandmother greeted him. You look so sad, Wink-chan. The Lucky Dragon Circus has come. Let us go and regain your smile. Wink sank into a pillow. Ninjas are stealthy and silent, he answered. They don't go to the circus. Time spent laughing is time well spent, Grandmother said. Wink said nothing and stared at the curtains. Those are nice and bright, he thought. Gave him an idea, which he shared with Grandmother. The next day, Master Jutsu sent the students into a field. A ninja can disappear in any landscape, he said. The young ninjas became waving blades of grass, blending into the countryside, and then there was Wink in his new ninja suit made from the colorful curtains. Master Jutsu frowned. The blossom that flaunts its color is soon plucked. But I'm being stealthy, Wink argued. I didn't make a sound. Silent to the ear, invisible to the eye, that is the art of stealth, Master Jutsu proclaimed. He sent Wink home. Grandmother poured him barley tea. Wink-chan, you look so serious. Wink sat down and sighed. Sometimes a worry must rest, she said. Let us go to the circus. The acrobats will cheer you. Ninjas have no use for cheer, Wink replied. He drank his tea and left the room. The next day, he would try harder. On a field trip to the zoo, Wink saw a chance to make Master Jutsu proud. He climbed into the panda's pen and hid among the bamboo. Yahoo! Wink thought, no one sees me. I'm super stealthy. I'm the greatest ninja in all the world. But if no one sees me, no one knows I'm super stealthy. No one knows I'm a great ninja. He couldn't help it. Wink just wanted to be noticed. He challenged the panda to a duel. Master Jutsu didn't say anything. He raised one arm and extended a long, bony finger. Wink walked away with his head hanging. How could he show Master Jutsu he was a good ninja? From the other side of the road wall, he heard a loud clank. A boy was busy stacking boards and cans. What are you doing? Wink asked. Practicing, said the boy. He climbed on top of his stack and tried to stand, but fell over with a big thud. Your legs are too stiff, Wink said. Knees bend like the breeze. Hips become strong like rocks. Wink sprang to the top to demonstrate. The boy's family watched and clapped. "Well done," said the father. A smile spread across Wink's face. I can do more. So Wink came back the next day, and the next, and the next, and showed the boy and his family all the things he could do. "He moves like a gazelle, swift and graceful," the mother said. "His spirit shines like the morning sun," added the father. One day, both Master Zutsu and Wink's grandmother received special envelopes in the mail. Inside each, there was a ticket to the Lucky Dragon Circus. "Ladies and gentlemen, I am honored to present the Nimble Ninja." Wink burst into view, flying through the air like a glittering cannonball. He did axe kicks, fist strikes, hook punches, reverse chops, crescent kicks, iron palms, and front and back tornado flips. He even juggled fire sticks while balancing on a shoot of bamboo. Wink took a bow, and the audience clapped and cheered. Grandmother said, "Your smile has come home," Master Zutsu said. "Free-flowing water will always find its way." And then there was Wink. Wink didn't say anything. He smiled and took another bow. Oh, very, very good. Boy, that was some theme this evening. We had three stories about having a bad day. We had Alexander and the terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day, followed by the Bad Day song from Jellybean Kids and the Monstars. We had Pom Pom Panda gets the grumps, and then Wink, the ninja who wanted to be noticed. And Wink had several bad days in a row, and then he turned it all around by finding his new talent. Do you think that Pom Pom Panda and Alexander might have done the same thing? That they might have turned their days around by finding some talent that they had that they could share with everyone? I bet they did. I have faith and confidence in both Pom Pom Panda and Alexander, just like I had in Wink. So just remember, if you ever have a bad day, and they happen, that the next day is the opportunity to find your talent and to find something really fun to celebrate. You have been listening to Wonka Radio, which is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR members and by the Yoga Center of Chico. Longtime yogis Tom Hess and Rex Stromness have created a new yoga center dedicated to yoga and holistic healing. They offer workshops, retreats, private sessions, massage, and both day and evening classes. For more information about the Yoga Center of Chico, located at 250 Vallombrosa Avenue, Suite 150 next to T-Bar, call 342-0100 or visit yogacenterofchico.com. Wonka Radio is also made possible by Harrison Daly Wright Accountancy Corporation in Chico. Harrison Daly Wright provides certified public accountants specializing in accounting and bookkeeping services, auditing, tax preparation and planning, management support, services for nonprofit organizations, and more. To reach Harrison Daly Wright, call 895-1209. All right, keep your chins up if that bad day comes around ever. And just remember, tomorrow will be another day. You have listened to this edition of Wonka Radio. Thank you for joining me this fine April evening. I'd like to leave you with a little thought to ponder here on April 6th of 2016. Where is fancy bread? In the heart or in the head? Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the chocolate room. Hold your breath. Make a wish. Count to three.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look, and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin, traveling in the world of my creation. What we'll see will defy explanation. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it. Want to change the world? There's nothing to it. No life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be. Simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it. Want to change the world? There's nothing to it. There is no life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly.
In the industry about these new
KZFR presents In Chico from Democracy Now!, Amy Goodman at the Chico Women's Club on Sunday, April 17th. This is a speaking engagement and book signing to benefit Community Radio 90.1 KZFR. Amy will speak at the Chico Women's Club about current events and her new book, Democracy Now! 20 Years Covering the Movements Changing America.